pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the rock star Supreme Court Justice, has a documentary about her in these political times. Probably will only be seen by those who are already fans of hers, but remains a compelling and vibrant portrait of not just someone to emulate in terms of political stances, but also just a really well-made documentary full of incredible inside look at what it's like to be a vibrant 90-year-old Supreme Court justice. Critics will point to her political views, but supporters should look at this as a woman who has been on the cause of legally affecting in a positive way the role of women in society, and the film does a really nice job of showing those legal victories early on in her career that you may not know about. For example, Ruth Bader Ginsburg graduated from Harvard at a time when there was only a handful of women allowed into Harvard Law School, and she graduated the top of her class while also caring for a young child and a sick husband. So just an incredible portrait of an energetic mind, irrepressible. And the film also weaves in sort of the narrative of the how the sort of the notorious RBG moniker and meme came to be. So it's both a flash forward into the future, into the ways that things become popularized on social media, but also a throwback to the past at the content of what it is that is becoming popular. So it does what very few flash moniker memes do, which is leave you with a lasting sustained understanding of what it is. So for all of the people who have captivated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg's politics and her role in shaping female and minority and underclass underdog positions in the fight for justice and the struggle to balance corporate interests in a capitalist society where the power is so far from balanced, this film will actually help you understand why you should like her even more than you do. Great access by the filmmakers, who do a nice job of balancing a portrait of the woman herself, as well as a sort of a magic carpet ride through the eras that she inhabits, including the current one, and the cunning and strategic ways that she has used to make her points for women to an audience of largely men who were unable and remain unable to see things from the point of view of a woman.